This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Magazine. Stay tuned and focused and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
We thank you for the strength that we get from day to day from the blood that reaches to the highest mountain down to the lowest valley. We thank you, Lord God, for cleansing us, curing us. Lord God, for covering us and for connecting us by that precious blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for the word that sustains us and strengthens us through all that we go through. We thank you for your Holy Ghost who guides us and gives to us the things that belong to you, Lord. We thank you, Father, right now, Lord, for all that you've done and what you're going to do. Father, we thank you that you looked over the celestial banisters of heaven and poured us out a blessing that we don't have room enough to receive. Thank you, Lord, that you've kissed us upon our lips and our moment of worship and intimacy, and we've become whole in your presence. Father, I thank you for clarity of thought and precision of speech. I thank you, Lord God, that my tongue is the pen, the golden pen of a ready writer, that the hearts of the hearers will be the tablet in which I shall write upon the word of faith, the word of God that brings healing, deliverance, miracles, power, peace, and prosperity to all that hear and believe it. Father, I thank you for the unction of your Holy Spirit to guide us and to teach us. Thank you, Lord. And Father, when you've healed and delivered and set free and you've given salvation and blessed your people, we'll be careful to give you the glory and the praise. And we will join in with the many-winged seraphim and the many-eyed cherubim that chant and declare one to another that you're holy, holy God, you're holy, and the glory is filled in the earth. We thank you, Lord. We magnify your name. He's worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord. Somebody ought to just thank him. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter 5. Verse 5. Amen. Amen. I want to just share with you from the thought how the faithful should function. Amen. How the faithful should function. Hallelujah. Just trust that if I cast them on him, when I think about casting, I think about casting a rod and a reel. In other words, I got to rail back. Come on and say amen. And I got to give some effort to get it off of here. I got to get this hook out there. I got to, it's like going fishing. If I can cast it out there where the big fish are jumping, I may be able to catch something. Come on and say amen. And so what God is saying, I'm like the sea. I got plenty. If you can just throw your hook on this end, oh my God, if you can just get in the middle of me, if you can just get right in the middle. Oh yeah, I give you something that you can have. Come on and say amen here. He says, be sober. Be vigilant. Now, we got to first off learn that even though we're submitted, we got to learn how to be serious. He said, be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion walking, seeking whom he may devour. Look at that. He says, be serious. We got to learn how to be serious. Why do we have to be serious? It's because we need to learn how to recognize the devil. I need to know how to recognize when it's a demonic force, when it's a trick from the enemy, when somebody comes. Listen, you got to understand, all relationships are either sent by God or sent by the devil. Amen. And I need to know how to identify whether the devil brought this or God brought this. Come on and say amen. Your adversary, your enemy, the devil, is as a roaring lion. He's lying in wait. And so he's trying to catch you off guard. He's trying to catch you not looking. He's trying to catch you not being sober or vigilant, not paying attention, not watching and praying. I wish I had somebody. Sometimes we can be drunk in ourselves, drunk in selfishness, drunk on being money hungry and success seeking. Come on and say amen. So much that we don't realize that the devil is right there, lying in wait, trying to devour us, trying to take us out. He desires to sift you as we, but thank God that Jesus has prayed for you. You need to realize, he says, that we need to be sober. And I don't have time not to be serious about this, but when it comes to God, I'm serious. Oh yeah, I may laugh and joke and play sometime, but I'm serious when it comes to the things of God, because God will reveal the enemy. God will make you see who the enemy is. He'll make you see where the enemy is, and he'll show you the tactics that the enemy is trying to use in your life. And it's up to us when we recognize him. Notice what he said. He said, to whom resist steadfast. We need to be serious, because we learn how to recognize the enemy, and then we learn how to resist the enemy. Can I get a witness here? Oh yeah, he said that the devil is as a roaring lion. Now, we can get so afraid of a roaring lion, but we need to know that Jesus is the Lion of Judah. The devil is as a roaring lion. He's pretending that he got something. He's pretending that he's king of the jungle. He's pretending he's not really the king of the jungle. He's not really, come on and say amen. He really don't even have any teeth, because he's been defanged by Jesus. Oh yeah, he can't hurt you, harm you. He can't bite you. He can't destroy you. Come on. Because of what Jesus has done. Jesus said, he that I have in my hand can no man pluck out. So you need to know that this morning. That's how you ought to function this morning, knowing that God got your back, that nobody, no weapon, nothing can destroy you, even if the devil is as a roaring lion. He's trying to find somebody. He's trying to find somebody who's not functioning in faith. He's trying to find somebody who don't realize it's by the grace of the Lord that we're going to go a long way. He's trying to find somebody who's not paying attention, someone who's not watching, and someone who's drunk in stuff that they shouldn't be drunken in. Come on and say amen. And I'm not talking about just being drunk in alcohol and wine, but people can be drunk in pride. People can be drunk in sin. Can I get a witness here? We need to know that he says be sober and be vigilant. He said be in your right mind and be able to watch, because the devil's trying to get you. Quit thinking that it's people. The Bible says in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Quit thinking that it's your brother, your sister. Quit thinking that it's the man on the job. Come on and say amen. You got power over that if you know how to pray. Oh yeah, quit thinking that it's somebody trying to do you something all the time. Quit thinking that and saying that, because now what you're doing, you're crying out saying that you're the victim. And do you know, when a lion hears something that's injured, when a lion hears something that has been injured, then he said, oh, that's easy prey. Quit crying out, quit bleeding out, saying, oh, woe is me. Quit saying how bad things are for you. Quit saying it. Quit calling friends and complaining. Come on and say man. If we stop doing that, then the devil won't even know you're hurt. And he won't think that you're easy prey. We want everybody to see how bad off we are. We want them to see we are hurt. We can't lift our head. And we look to see who's looking. Come on and say, man. You ever seen a child, how they do? They put their head down, then they look up to see if you're looking at them. And when you look, they put their head down and stick their lip out so that you'll see that they're sad. Well, you know what? That's how we are at times. Sometimes that's what we do. Instead of us, come on and say, man. Instead of us saying, you know what? Even though I'm limping, I'm still going on. Even though I've been injured and I'm hurt, I'm still going on. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Oh, come on and say amen here. I'm going to keep on pressing. I'm going to keep on moving. I'm in it to win it. I'm trying to make 100, because 99 and a half won't do. I'm trying to do this, and I don't care what injury I have. This is not my end. Oh, come on and say amen. The condition I'm in is not my conclusion, because God has the last say so. Oh, come on and say amen. I'm serious about this. I got to be sober. I got to be vigilant. I got to be able to, so I can recognize the enemy. And then he said, and resist the enemy, whom resist steadfast in the faith. And the only way I can resist him is to have faith. The only way that I can resist him is to have confidence. I mean, is anyone being encouraged from the message today? This is how we ought to function. We ought to function by faith. Habakkuk told us that the just shall live by faith. The only way I can live, the only way I can make it is if I have the faith that I need to have in God. Jesus said this about the faithful. He said, nothing is impossible to them that believe. He said, if you have the faith of a grain of a mustard seed, you can speak unto the mountain and tell it to move. You trying to climb mountains. You got your gear on. Huh? You got all your harness on and you got your gloves on. You ready to climb. Lord, don't move the mountain. Give me the strength to climb. No, Lord, I'm going to move the mountain and I'm going to use this strength to praise you when I get on the other side. Can I get a witness here? Oh, yeah, we need to stop trying to climb the mountain and say, Lord, you gave me power over this. And so I'm just fool enough to believe that this mountain got to go. I got a mountain of debt that got to go. I got a mountain of problems that got to go. I got a mountain of pains that got to go. I got a mountain of pills and sickness that I've been dealing with, and they need to go. Can I get a witness here? Oh, yeah, I got faith that they'll go. He said, resist steadfast. And that word steadfast means that you got to be consistent. You can't be up and down. You can't have faith today and I don't have no faith tomorrow. He said that's not the way to function. In order for the faithful to function, you got to stay with this. Even if it don't look good, I'm still believing. Oh, yeah, I'm like the Hebrew boys that even if God don't deliver, it's going to be all right. He can deliver. I'm like Daniel in the lion's den. I'll go in the lion's den. Don't worry. The God that I serve will deliver me. I wish I had somebody. I'm like Paul. If we go out, then the Lord God will keep us. If we get a shipwreck, we'll make it in if I have to make it on broken pieces. Oh, come on and say amen here. I'm just believing that God will do it because I know that he can. He said, be steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren which are in the world. We need to know that there's more people going through stuff than us. We try to act like don't nobody else feel what we feel. Oh, you don't understand, though. That's a lie. I understand what pain feel like. Come on. I know that when pain comes, it don't feel good. And pain can make you cry. And pain can make you do stuff that you don't want to do. Pain can keep you up all night. Situations that you go through, yeah, they're troubling. I may not be going through the same stuff that you go through, but I got my own trouble. And I want you to know that everybody has trouble to go through. But I'm so glad what the scripture says. He said, through much tribulation, you enter into the kingdom of God. Am I talking English to anybody? Because y'all looking at me like I'm talking French. Oh, come on and say amen. Oh, yeah. He said, look, we got to understand that all the things that we go through, those are the things that pushes us into the kingdom. And so if I got to go through that to get to this, then whatever I got to go through, I need to get it. Come on and say amen. And so sometime I'm going to be lied on, but I'm getting closer to the kingdom. Sometime they're going to talk about me, but I'm getting closer. Come on and say amen. Oh, yeah. Sometime I'm going to go through some things that I don't want to go through. And I'm not asking God to deliver me, but Lord, give me strength to make it. If this is what you ordain, just strengthen me to be able to make it through all that I must go through. Come on and say amen. He says, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished, they are done, they're completed in your brethren that are in the world. You got some brothers and sisters that's going through some stuff. We complaining about the shoes, crying because we can't get the brand we want, and then you got people with no feet that still praise God. Some of us in here today ain't moved a bit. But God touched my heart one time. I went to a conference in Atlanta, and I had a man that was in one of the little powered wheelchairs, and he was a choir. And he couldn't really do too much. He couldn't move. But you know what he did when it was time to praise God? He pressed that button on that chair, and he made it go in a circle, and he put his head back and he said, thank you. Running around in a circle. And here we are with our sanctified self. We can't even open our mouth. Somebody who can't do hardly anything for themselves, but he had that one finger that he could move. And he said, I'm going to use my finger and my mouth. I'm going to wrap my head back and give God some praise. I've been through some stuff. Now, I haven't been through, and I can't imagine how bad off it is in his life and what he got to deal with. But I do know one thing. I'm encouraged at the fact that this man can still thank the Lord after all that he's been through. I don't know how he got there. I don't know if it was a car wreck. I don't know if he was injured in the war, but all I know is that that didn't stop him from praising God. And here we are. If we don't have enough money in the bank, we go to complain and we can't praise God. Here we are. If somebody do something we don't like, we can't praise God. Here we are. If we can't control other people to make them do what we want them to do, we get to crying, he won't marry me, and so we can't praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost. We get to complaining because she won't go out on a date. Lord, I can't praise God because she don't want nothing to do with me. I can't praise God because my money funny, my change strange. Oh, you better stop that and realize that if you don't have money and you got God, you got plenty. Oh, come on and say amen. You need to realize that if you don't have nobody else to go out to eat with you and you don't have a husband or a wife, if you got God, you got a friend that's sticking closer than any brother. And that's all I need. Oh yeah, if I don't have a father or a mother, I got God. He said he'll be a father to the fatherless and a mother to the motherless. If I got him, I got all that I need. And so I praise God for him being my all in all. He'll be everything that I need. Oh, come on and say amen here. All glory be to his name. When you look at the scripture, and I'm almost done, he said in verse 10, but the God of all grace. I'm so glad that he's the God of all grace. When he said all grace, that lets me know that he got more than one grace to give me. He give grace to those to be saved. Then he give more grace to those who humble themselves. And when he give more grace, what he's saying is that I'm enabling you to do whatever you want to do. And the Bible says that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Come on and say amen. He said, look at this. He said, the God of all grace who hath called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. You see, I'm not just serious, but when I'm suffering, I know my suffering is for a set time. Look at this. He said that after we have suffered for a while, he said, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Come on and say amen. I'm finished now. You can close the curtain. I can preach from behind the curtain now. He said, for the suffering is for a set time. He said that we got to understand that God gives you grace to go through your trouble. And if God gave you grace to go through your sickness, he got another grace to go through your pain. If he gave you grace to go through your broke time, he got some more grace, come on and say amen, to go through your persecution time. So whatever time it is, you know what time it is. So whatever time it is, God has given me grace. Oh, come on and say amen. I'm reminded of what he told Paul. Paul said, Lord, I need you to remove this thorn from my side. I got a thorn in my flesh and it won't let me do what I would do. Oh, come on and say amen. But then after the third time, God spoke up and said, Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect where you're weak. Sometimes God want to weaken us. Sometimes he want to get us to where we don't have no pride, where we're not strong in ourselves, and we realize that only God can deliver. God want to get us to a place where you can't say you did it. You can't say I prayed the right prayer. I read the right scripture. I went to the right place. I met the right person. God want to get it to where you can't say that. And where you can say, Lord, I was in a pickle. I was stuck between a rock and a hard place. But when I look back, I wonder how I got over. Anybody here? Do your soul look back and wonder how you made it through? I made it through. I don't know how God did it. I don't know what formula he used. That's why I can't go find no book to help me get through my trouble. You can go spend all the money you want on how to get a husband, how to get a wife, how to get a house, how to get blessed. Let me tell you how to get blessed. You humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Let him exalt you. Do I have a witness in the house today? We need to learn how to be faithful and function. What did Jesus say here? Or better yet, what did Paul say? Paul said, if you go through, he said, while you're suffering, he said, your suffering is for a little while. Your suffering won't last always. Come on and say amen. They used to sing a song that said, I'm so glad, Treats, that trouble don't last always. Oh, anybody here, can you say, I'm glad? Are you glad this morning? This afternoon? Are you glad that trouble, that it won't last always? He said, but the trouble that you get in, he said that the suffering that you go through, it'll make you mature. It'll make you perfect. It'll make you established. And guess what else it'll do? It'll strengthen you and it'll settle you down. In other words, it makes you rooted. Oh, come on and say amen. I get rooted in God the more trouble I see. I learn how to stand still and see the salvation of God. The more trials I go through, I realize that God got my back. There's no need to panic, that if God be for me, then who can be against me? And when I go through trials and I go through persecution, I realize many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver him from them all. Can you help me preach it now? I realize as I go through heartaches and pain that all things, come on, say all things, whatever you're going through, whatever that thing is, come on and call it out. All my trouble, the lies they told on me, the misunderstandings, he said those things, they're working together for my good because I've been called. Oh, I wish I had somebody that realized you're called. He said, after you suffered a little while, you got to realize it, that God will deliver. When he see you suffering, God will bring you out. He'll pick you up, turn your life around, place your feet on a solid ground. In other words, he'll give you a foundation. I got a testimony. My foundation is that God blessed me when I wasn't even thinking about God. He said, boy, don't you know? I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And if you're ever going to be anything, you got to get in me. So I said, Lord, I don't want to waste my time getting drunk every day, getting high. Come on and say amen. Being somebody that I got to try hard to be. God said, I got something for you. I want you to be what I want you to be. And when you do that, it'll come natural because I'm going to give you my spirit. Can I get a witness here? Come on and give him glory. Let me finish this text. He said, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Then Peter said, amen. But he didn't finish the book. But he said, amen. Then he said, amen again in verse 14. But what I want you to see here is that when Peter was saying what he was saying, Peter thought about himself and he thought about what he was going through, thought about the many times that he had been persecuted. He was talking to a people that couldn't profess Christianity out in the open. They had to leave their houses. They had to leave their jobs. They had to live in caves. They had to get in sheep wool and try to make it across the way because people were trying to kill them. But Peter said that God will do it, that God will bless you, that he'll settle you. He'll make you perfect. And then he said, well, glory be to God. And amen. When you look at the word amen, it means it is so. It means that God will do it because he did it already. See, in the mind of God, he's already delivered you. In the mind of God, while you're going through, I'm already delivered. In the mind of God, I've been sick, but I had to realize that in the mind of God, I'm already healed. Can I get a witness? You may not be where you want to be, but God looks at you. Come here, Peter. Yeah, Peter was a liar. Peter was a brawler. Peter was a cusser that will cut you if you mess with him. But Jesus said, Peter, upon this rock, I'll build my church. You see, Jesus saw in Peter what he couldn't see in himself. So in the mind of God, Peter was already a rock in the mind of God. He was already post-Pentecost Peter, because pre-Pentecost Peter, he'll cuss you out and cut you at the same time. But post-Pentecost Peter preached the one message. Come on and say it. And 3,000 folks came running and said, what must I do to be saved? Can I get a witness? It was pre-Pentecost Peter that said, I don't know him. I tell you, I don't know the blank man. Oh, come on and say yes. But it was post-Pentecost Peter that people walked up trying to get in his shadow because they got healed if his shadow cast on them. That's what I'm talking about. See, God knew Peter. Oh, come on and say yes. And God knows you. And so I need to function the way God wants me to. I need to submit myself. I need to be serious. And I need to settle down and let the Lord have his way. Do I have a witness? Say yeah. Do I have a witness here? You ought to say yes. I'm reminded when I look at the hand of God, I'm reminded of God's hand. I know you've seen the email that has been circulating around that said a basketball in your hands is not worth but about $6, but you put it in Michael Jordan's hand and it's worth $100,000. A golf ball in your hands is only worth a few dollars, but you put it in Tiger Woods' hand and it'll bring you millions. Can I get somebody that see where I'm going here? And so I got something better than that. Your life in your hands ain't worth a whole lot, but put your life in God's hand and you're very valuable. Say yes, you're valuable if you put your life in God's hand. You see, I found out that dirt in my hands ain't worth nothing, but when you put dirt in God's hand, then God makes a man. It's the hands of God. Can I get a witness here that God, when he took a brush, or better yet, took a seed in God's hand and put it in the earth, it made a tree. And then that was a tree that was made into a cross. Then they took the cross, come on and say it, and they took a man named Jesus who died on the cross. Come on and say yes. They put nails in his hand. See, a nail in my hand is called pain, but a nail in his hand is called salvation. Can I get a witness here? Say yes. Say yes. I'm here to let you know that Jesus died, but he didn't die for no reason. He died while you were yet sinners. He knew we wasn't no good. He knew that we were liars. He knew that we were backbiters. He knew that we wasn't faithful. But anyway, God died. He sent his son to die on the cross for us. Can I get a witness here? But when he died, that didn't end the story. The devil thought he had him, but that didn't end the story, because on the third day, anybody know about the third day? They said it was early, early in the morning when Jesus got up with all power in his hand. Now see, I came to let you know, if you got power in his hand and you put your life in his hand, you put your life in a powerful hand. So all power will be on you, because of where you are. I'm glad of my position in Christ Jesus. I'm not somebody that you can just talk about and say he ain't nobody. But because of what Jesus did, and because of where I am, I'm in his hand. Tell your neighbor, you better watch it, because I'm in his hand. Say yes, I'm in his hand. My life that I live is not my life, but is hid in his hand. It's the life of Christ that I now live, the hope of glory. Say yes. Anybody here, say, I'm giving him my life. I've been holding back way too long. It's time for me to submit myself. It's time for me to surrender myself. I'll come out with my hands up. I'm waving the white flag. Say, Lord, here I am. Lord, touch me, Lord. Lord, heal me, Lord. Lord, deliver me, Lord. Anybody here, say, I need the Lord. Do you know he'll be with you? Do you know he'll make a way? Won't he bless you? Won't he? Won't he walk with you? Won't he talk with you?